there's morbidly obese children across this great nation, and that's just how the government likes it. It's the I Can't Complain podcast. My name is John. When little John here, when I was 12 years old, I was forced to take a presidential fitness test in gym class at school. You guys might remember the presidential fitness test. You had to run around a track in under a certain amount. I think you had to run a mile in under 11 minutes or some shit. I don't really remember the specifics, but that's what we had to do. We had to run around a track in a required amount of time or we failed the presidential fitness test. And I passed. And when I passed, I remember going to do the test, and I remember thinking, is the president going to show up? Because I'm taking his test, so this motherfucker better show up. If I'm going to take his test, he better be here. He never showed up, though. But I passed the presidential fitness test. Now it's been replaced. I just found out it was replaced with the Presidential Youth Fitness Program. Program. That implies there's no longer a test. The government looks at little Jimmy. The government looks at your kids, and they're morbidly obese already at the age of 12, and they just shake their head, and they say, we can't do anything with this one. There's no hope, and there's no reason to make him take a test. We're just going to make him go through a program. I'm not even sure it's a pass-fail program. It's probably just a program where everybody advances, regardless of how much weight they've gained during that school year. Probably half the people involved in the half the kids involved in the program probably just pack on 40 or 50 pounds during the year while they're taking this program. It's not doing them any good. But the government wants them to be fat. I think the government is happy with us being fat. I think corporations are happy with us being morbidly obese, because yesterday I noticed that a Five Guys opened in a building where a Wendy's used to be. Where I live, a Five Guys opened in a building where Wendy's used to be that is already across the street from a hamburger restaurant that's next door to another hamburger. It's an area, and all there is hamburger restaurants there. That's it. That's all you can get to eat. You might as well pry my mouth open and force feed me quarter pounders, because I have no choice. There's also a McDonald's there. I forgot to mention that. There was a KFC, but it was replaced with another hamburger restaurant. All I'm saying is you might as well tack on 15 pounds on my ass just for having the audacity to drive through that neighborhood. Everybody that drives through that neighborhood, their ass just expands. You can hear car suspensions giving out and crumpling as people get back in their vehicles after having lunch. That's right, a nice 2,800 calorie lunch. And then they have the audacity to test their 2012 Hyundai Elantra suspension. Like, it was built for that shit. It wasn't built for that shit. It was probably actually built for, like, a Japanese clientele. Like, you know, a nation where people behave responsibly and eat reasonably sized portions. But they're also served reasonably sized portions. They're not served portions like you get at Five Guys, where you get, like, 8 pounds of fries with every goddamn hamburger. But even though I could hear suspensions giving out while I was driving past the restaurants, it's hard for me to be too hard on you guys. Because the system is set up to make you morbidly obese. At the same time, though, there does need to be a little accountability. I know a lot of you guys probably haven't had a salad since the Trump administration. That's right, we're going to talk about the good old days for a moment. Pre-pandemic, when you were doing pretty good, when instead of your ass growing larger and larger every day, it was probably like staying the same size. And you were saying, that's progress. My ass isn't getting any bigger. And you got a little crazy. Remember pre-pandemic when you were treating your body in a healthy way and you decided to get a little crazy at the supermarket and buy some exotic fruits and vegetables? You bought an apple. You ate an apple. You had a salad. The last salad you had, think back. The last salad you had was over 3 years ago. You had a little iceberg lettuce, and you got adventurous, and you decided to shave a little radish and put it on top. And you didn't drown it in ranch dressing. That was 2019, and things were looking up, but that's all gone now. The only thing that's not gone is that ass. That ass that keeps getting fatter as the years go on. But you just keep slamming it into the seat of that compact car. You keep slamming that ass into the driver's seat. to go get another hamburger. I see you guys doing it. You get your momentum up. You open the car door and you grab the top of the car. You grab the top of the car with one hand a little bit and you get that rocking motion going. You get that rocking motion going so you can get up a little bit of momentum on the outside of the car. And then you can slingshot that ass into the seat like a beach ball into a hammock. I've seen it done. I saw it done by a middle-aged woman outside of Five Guys yesterday. And then I heard the suspension crumple. I said, God damn, that's what a 2,800 calorie lunch will do to you. But it's 2022, guys, and we have to acknowledge that we're building a new era of fat people. That's right. They have to fatten us up. The restaurants and everybody in business is in business strictly to fatten you up now, because a lot of fatties didn't survive that little COVID scare we had. The KFC clientele is not the same as it was 5 years ago. There's been a lot of turnover because half of them died of disease. So now it's time for them to get a new crop of us going. It's time for a new era of fat people. And McDonald's has launched an adult Happy Meal. I have a news story here, and the headline says, fueled by nostalgia and aging millennials' lack of ability or lack of desire to cook their own meals, McDonald's adult Happy Meals are selling like hotcakes. It doesn't say that. What it says is McDonald's workers are begging people to stop ordering adult Happy Meals. That's the truth. The truth is there's been a rush order on Big Macs, and McDonald's workers, they're begging us to stop. One employee wrote, please, bro. Or no, excuse me. Bro, please. This is a very important quote. I wouldn't want to get it wrong. Bro, please don't order those adult McDonald's Happy Meals. Bro, I'm begging you. That's just one quote coming in from one of these employees under fire at the McDonald's. You think we send soldiers all over the globe and you think they have a rough? Try working an afternoon shift at a McDonald's. It says we literally just came off the buy one, get one for a dollar, and we were swamped with Big Mac meals. Now with this, we have to literally stockpile them to survive a rush. I hate it. So basically, it's a constant 24/7 rush on Big Macs down at the McDonald's. Meanwhile, if you don't want to get an adult Happy Meal, I'm sure there's like three or four other hamburger restaurants within sight of that McDonald's if you want to pound some calories into your stomach and make that fat ass of yours even bigger. God damn. And somebody who thinks she's helping control the size of our asses, but she isn't at all, is Courtney Cox. She was on Friends, and now she's on the internet force-feeding us steak recipes. I came across this article. Courtney Cox makes the greatest steak of all time after getting recipe from Brandi Carlile. When I want a recipe, I don't know about you guys, but the first thing I do is look at like B-list celebrities. I look at B-list celebrities and I say, well, what are they cooking? Maybe I can cook dinner exactly how they cook dinner. Courtney Cox says, quote, I'm not a chef, unquote. Courtney, I wouldn't have presumed to think you were a chef. A chef is generally understood as someone who is like cooking food like for profit at like a restaurant and has possibly a team working under him and her. I'm not going to confuse you for a chef, Courtney. The quote goes on to say, I just make things that taste good. Well, there you go. There you go. That's all I needed to hear. Let's give her recipe a chance. Let's see what Courtney Cox is doing in the kitchen. She said, I'm going to make the greatest steak of all time. I thought that my recipe was good, but I actually got this from Brandi Carlile, and hers is even better than mine. I like that there's some sort of a recipe sharing circle in Hollywood, and Courtney Cox is involved in it. She started by sprinkling the steaks with truffle oil. Not a good start. I'm going to be completely honest with you. Probably going to overpower this steak, but let's go on. Salt and ground pepper before adding an unexpected combination. Freshly ground coffee put all over the steaks. You take brown sugar, then you do the same thing on the other side, she said. So you're doing a rub. She's doing a rub. She's doing something that's been established and has been done for generations now. But Courtney Cox is doing it, so it made the news. While prepping the meaty main, Cox also made mashed cauliflower. She cut off the florets, mashed them with an immersion blender, and then added a dollop of cream cheese before licking the remnants off the spoon. Goddamn, Courtney Cox is going crazy in the kitchen. And then it shows a picture of her. And on the plate, is a small dollop of this cauliflower mash, a little bit of asparagus. I mean, I'd say that the portion of asparagus is possibly large enough, but there's barely any mash, and then there's three small pieces of steak. And this is how Courtney Cox is trying to help us, but she doesn't realize that that doesn't help us because we just came from eating a 2,800 calorie lunch of hamburgers, and now she's trying to serve us 400 calories for dinner. And this coffee, I think she just discovered a coffee rub and she decided to go a little crazy. And she said, let the publicist know that I need to have a Yahoo article where I'm talking about my steak. Cox often shares playful videos to her Instagram, be it playing the piano or crafting up something in the kitchen. The Birmingham native shared one snack that she did eat then and now. Cox added mayo and mustard to a slice of turkey before crushing some Fritos up on the top. She then topped it with a slice of cheese and some avocado before rolling up the slice of turkey. Get the fuck out of here. Courtney Cox, stay the fuck out of the kitchen. If you're angling to be on season 2 of The Bear, now available for streaming on Hulu, if you're angling to be on season 2 of The Bear, it might work. Keep it up. You're doing a pretty damn good job. We'll be right back. I'm here on the front lines in the war against thirst. It's John here for Pure Russian Rainwater, live on the streets of St. Petersburg, Russia. I'm still here. I boarded a boat 2 weeks ago. I arrived here 1 week ago. Ever since, I've been handing out cans of specially designed camouflage cans of Pure Russian Rainwater. A can designed to keep the Russian soldiers, as well as their families, safe from the Ukrainians. I'm sorry, I'm required to read this. As part of a new Pure Russian Rainwater promotion, a one-time-only thing, for every Ukrainian killed, Pure Russian Rainwater, it says for every Ukrainian soldier killed, but then the soldier killed's crossed off, and it just says for every Ukrainian killed, there'll be one case of Pure Russian Rainwater donated to the family. Well, I guess that's not so bad, donated to the family of the Ukrainian, right? Donated to the family of the Russian. The Russian soldier gets you. All Russian soldiers' families will get a free case of Pure Russian Rainwater for every Ukrainian kill. It's the worst promotion ever! Pure Russian Rainwater is now 90%. That's honestly the worst thing I've ever done in the show. Pure Russian Rainwater is now only 97% pure. That's what I'm trying to say. Due to a bridge that you might have heard about that was recently destroyed, a lot of dust was thrown up in the air, and Pure Russian Rainwater is only 97% pure now. It used to be 98, now it's 97%. Don't bust our balls about it. It's still good. It's still as good as it can be. Let's enjoy one, right? You know I keep a Pure Russian Rainwater on me at all times. Let's enjoy one. Woo! Once you pop the top, you get an aroma. And then you sit in a little fine dust particles, you can see them going into the air, but that doesn't mean that it's unsafe. It's safe to drink. Let's try it now. Oh, man. It's good. If you can't tell my reaction, I'm required to tell you guys that it's good. Pick yourself up a case of Pure Russian Rainwater today. I put my ass out here on the streets of Russia to pimp these cans, and I'm going to pimp these cans until this sponsorship ends. Pure Russian Rainwater, the dictator's water since 1997. You know what? I'm not going to put up with that. Giving Russian soldiers' families a free case of Pure Russian Rainwater if they kill a Ukrainian one, I'm not going to put up with that. Let's call Pure Russian Rainwater. I'm canceling this sponsorship. I've had enough. Patch me through to Pure Russian Rainwater because I'm canceling this sponsorship. They keep giving me this bullshit to read, and it gets progressively worse and worse. I'm already supporting Vladimir Putin. You know how hard that is to do here in America. I'm already openly supporting Vladimir Putin because of my ties with Pure Russian Rainwater, and they just keep pushing it. And now they're giving out free cases of water when Ukrainians die. How disrespectful is that? So disrespectful. Will somebody pick up this phone? Somebody pick up the phone. Pick up the phone. Somebody pick up the goddamn phone. Fucking shit. Someone there at Pure Russian Rainwater, please pick up the goddamn phone. Oh, hey, Jessica. Hey, Jessica. Can you put me through to Mr. Rainwater? Patch me through to the CEO? Yes. Thank you. She put me on hold.
We appreciate your patience during this brief
delay.
She's
a hell of a secretary,
please know that we are working as fast as possible to return to your important call.
Surprised it's not in Russian, but anyway, yeah, Pure Russian Rainwater, they've stuck with me. They've been good to me over the years, but again, they just keep pushing me and pushing me. And at this point...
Thank you for calling. Please continue to hold.
Thank you. Such a nice man there. At this point, they just keep pushing me, and they keep pushing me. And there's nothing that I could really be told at this point to continue my sponsorship. That's where the relationship has been damaged beyond repair.
In just a moment, a representative will assist you.
And yes, they're my first sponsor that I ever had. They're my only sponsor that I've taken on. I've rejected others. And I think it's a good...
We appreciate your patience during this brief delay.
Thank you.
Please know that we are working as fast as possible to return to your important call.
I appreciate them working so fast here. I'm just saying there's nothing that I could be told at this point that could possibly get me to stay with Pure Russian Rainwater. Pure Russian Rainwater, sure, they were my first sponsor.
Thank you for calling. Please continue to hold.
It doesn't mean they have to be my last sponsor. It doesn't mean they're going to be the only sponsor I ever had. And let's be honest, I didn't expect the war to go on 8 months. I really didn't want to do these sponsorships more than like 2 or 3 weeks. That was my bad right there. I was very short-sighted. I said, oh, this will be a... He's good.
Please hold.
Vladimir Putin will destroy him pretty quick.
A representative will assist you.
Vladimir Putin will destroy him pretty quick, and I'm not going to be roped into this sponsorship for an extended period of time, but I was wrong.
We appreciate your patience during this brief delay.
This is good music.
Please know that we are working as fast as possible to return to your important call.
Pure Russian Rainwater... They've seen sales go up dramatically in the last couple of months, so I anticipated a brief hold here. I'm not worried at all about the hold. You know, they didn't pick up the phone for a while, but
thank
I didn't
you
really
for
mind
calling.
That either.
Please continue to hold.
They're my first sponsor. You got to stick with your first sponsor. But again, they kept pushing me and pushing me. Every week, they're like, you know, they're approaching me with offers, and they're saying, John,
please maybe hold. In just a moment, a representative will assist you.
Sorry, I keep getting cut off. They're approaching me with offers, and they're saying, John, maybe if we, you know, for every 24 Ukrainians killed, we'll donate a case of
water. We appreciate your patience during this brief delay. Please know that we are working as fast as possible to return to your important call.
Well, they're working fast here. They kept approaching me with more and more outrageous offers. And now I'm hearing that I might be drafted into the Russian military potentially because I've been here.
We appreciate your patience during this brief delay. Please know that we are working as fast as possible to return to your important call.
I was approached by members of the interior. I'll just put it that way. Low-ranking members of the Russian military possibly approached me and told me that I might be drafted into
Thank you for calling. Please continue to hold.
That I might be drafted into the Russian military because I've been here for a week. That's what I was told earlier today. So I'm already in a bad mood. I don't know how I'm simultaneously in Russian back here in the studio. That doesn't matter. What matters is that I'm canceling this.
Please hold. In just a moment, a representative will assist you.
I'm canceling this contract that I have with Pure Russian Rainwater. I extended their contract 6 more months after the first 6 months. I didn't tell you guys.
We appreciate your patience during this brief delay. Please know that we are working as fast as possible to return to your important call.
Shut up! And I'm really getting tired of his voice. But Pure Russian Rainwater, they've been good to me in certain ways. They brought me to St. Petersburg on a boat. It would have been nicer to go on an airplane. I'm not going to lie.
We appreciate your patience during this brief delay. Please know that we are working as fast as possible to return to your important call.
Saying that over and over again. But Pure Russian Rainwater, they've been a good sponsor to me, but I've got to ditch them. There's nothing that they can say to me, and I want to stress that, guys. Before I get to talk to Mr. Rainwater himself.
Thank you for calling. Please continue to hold.
Before I get to talk to Mr. Rainwater, I have to tell you guys, there's nothing, and I mean nothing. There's nothing that they can say at this point that to where I'm going to continue to sponsor them. Because that is a very distasteful, unprofessional...
In just a moment, a representative will assist you.
Talking. Shut up! There's nothing that Pure Russian Rainwater could do at this point to keep my business, essentially.
We appreciate your patience during this brief delay. Oh, please know that we are working as fast as possible to return to your important call.
Have you ever been on hold and you're listening to a recording and it starts to drive you mad? Because that's where I'm at right now. But there's nothing that Pure Russian Rainwater could do. I don't even know. We appreciate your patience during this brief delay.
Please know that we are working as fast as possible to return to your important call.
Shut up!
Oh, hello? Oh, Mr. Rainwater, this is John with the I Can't Complain podcast. How are you doing this afternoon? That last promo that you sent me, the live read from St. Petersburg. I'm supposed to be in St. Petersburg, Russia. Yeah, I know. The live read from St. Petersburg where you're giving a free case of water to Russian soldiers who kill Ukrainians. Yeah, that. Why did you think that was a good idea? Yeah, no. It was very distasteful. What's that? A $200 bonus check and a free case of Pure Russian Rainwater. No. I'm not calling to cancel the sponsorship. Not at all. A $200 bonus. That's cool. Sales are going up, huh? Pure Russian Rainwater. I'll tell you what, man. I really appreciate your guys' sponsors. Yeah. You have to go. Okay, Mr. Rainwater. I'll talk to you later. Well, there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Rainwater has decided to give me a little... I guess we are keeping the sponsorship. What can I say? He made me an offer that I couldn't refuse. Like, I'm going to walk away from a free case of Pure Russian Rainwater. Come on. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye. Now I'm imagining myself plastered, drunk at 3 a.m. trying to call Mr. Rainwater to re-up our sponsorship. Trying to call a fake man somewhere offshore, somewhere off the coast of Russia. Trying to call a fake man at a fake company at a fake location so he can give me a fake sponsorship on a program that's real. And what if you continue to peel back those layers and it turns out I'm Mr. Rainwater? What then? See you guys back here next Tuesday for another episode. Have a good week. Bye. You can call me Mr. Rainwater. Fuck me.
John! Fuck, John. I just spent an hour listening to your podcast. That's an hour I'm never gonna get again. Gonna get back again. What the fuck is that?